So in chapter 15, we talk about our classrooms a little bit more. We focus on a boy-friendly territory. And this is something where Ralph J. Fletcher talks about making sure that the classroom is an environment where all students can learn and making sure that we're engaging the boy students. We want to engage the girl students too, but really trying to pull in those boys. So there are certain classroom conditions that have to be put in place to make sure we're engaging boys. So not just having activities where all the students are sitting for the entire time because you're going to lose the interest of some of those boy learners. Writing clubs are a good thing too, because sometimes if a boy is joining a writing club, he may be able to more freely express himself more outside of the classroom than inside of the classroom. It's powerful to have a presence of a mentor. So the teacher being the mentor and being there to help push those boys and say, you can do this, I believe in you, and I'm here just to give them a person to look up to. And then sometimes teachers are really reluctant to create those engaging environments. Going back to earlier, just having activities where they are writing the entire time. Sometimes writing is more than just typing or writing words. It can be fun games, things like that. So not just having students sit and write for an entire hour block. And then it's good to see that boys can encourage other boys, because sometimes that's really rare that we see that. So Fletcher actually talks about in the writing club that he had been a part of, he's seen that some boys were really inspiring other boys to read and to write more. And that's good, because we want to build those relationships and build those connections and making sure that boys see that writing is more than just basic tell a story and just finish the piece. And then making sure that you understand as a teacher that boys want more choice in their writing. So not limiting them to just saying, oh, you either get to write about a nonfiction piece or you get to write a poem. And then I'm going to tell you what you're going to write about, instead of allowing them to say, oh, well, I've experienced this. I might want to write about this instead. So it's really important to make sure we're understanding as educators that boys really want the choice in their writing.